I've been on holiday in Spain this last 5 weeks. I know it's been absolutely fantastic. It's been probably the best 5 weeks and sometimes the most challenging 5 weeks of my life to date. Although I've had some challenging moments in my life. But it was a great time to actually reflect on the past, things that could have been, and look to the future and the hope for what might be. But what I noticed, what was happening with me, there I was one morning, I woke up and I was breathless. I woke up quite startled in bed and it was quite dark still. It was probably about 20 odd degrees outside. The shutters were down and no one was about. It was silent. And I startled up in bed and I noticed I couldn't breathe. There was this vice-like grip on my chest. And in that moment, I thought to myself, why? Because I'm here in Spain. I've been here for 3 weeks. I've got another 2 weeks left. I'm relaxing with friends, with William, my son. And yet I feel this pressure. And in fact, recently, over the last few months, I've been feeling quite a great deal of pressure. And I have noticed my rumination has fueled that pressure. I have constantly, or regularly rather, if I'm being kind to myself, thought about what could be, thought about what I hope to achieve, what might be. And I feel anxious about it. And at sometimes I've looked back and considered or thought about what if I'd only done that, if I'd only been like this, that wouldn't have happened. And yet, I'm what I call a strategic optimist. I know life is full of ebbs and flows and all that stuff, as we talk about the journey of life, the circle of life, aka Lion King, and of course Star Wars in the background. But I think, a desire to want to see life as a whole, as a strategic optimist, where there are bits that aren't so good, and there are bits that are brilliant, and there are bits in between too. But when I think about it, when we get caught up in what could be or what might have been, I think we lose sight of the now. I think we lose sight of reality. And I've got a thing that I want to challenge you with. What is happening now? Ask yourself, what is happening now? And then place your attention on your breathing. Begin to notice your breathing. Notice whether it's fast or slow, or deep or shallow. But don't seek to change it. Seek to just accept it. And I wonder to what extent you will experience a different experience in that moment, other than what could be or what might have been. I'd love you to try it out and see what you feel, what you experience, what you think, what you've noticed. And if you do, could you share those comments, those thoughts in the comment section below? Give it a go and let me know what you think. Thanks for listening.